Welcome to Elementary. I hope you're having a beautiful Monday wherever you're watching from. So I've had a crazy week last week. Lots going on. But totally appreciative and thankful to have so much going on in my life. My guest will ask me to join any minute now. But in the meantime, what realistic questions do you have? Do you have any? Would you like to know about the market? What are your questions? So the real estate market has been fluctuating quite a bit. And while we were waiting for this big bang and this big, huge fall market to kick in, I will say that, you know, the fall market is in sporadics, right? In some areas, properties are selling. In some areas, people are still expecting. There you are.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just kind of rambling on while, you know, you asked me to join. So thank you. Thank you for joining. And so we'll get started. And while our guests are making their way onto the show, you know, we'll get going. So thank you so much. Let's start by introducing yourself and your Instagram handle.
Okay. Thanks for having me on tonight, Jacqueline. My name's Daniel. I'm the owner of Big Ass Slabs Chainsaw Milling and Timber Work. You can find me at Big Ass Slabs on Instagram and Facebook.
I love that name, I have to say.
It's one that people remember and most people chuckle.
Yes. So tell us a little, like, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you came to be.
Okay. Well, basically, I started the business a bit more than 7 years ago now. I had been working for another farmer who had a sawmill, and that's sort of where I got my background in milling lumber and wood. And at the time, we were encountering larger and larger logs, so I invested in an Alaskan chainsaw mill, which allows you to mill much larger than, much wider than most commercial mills can do. So I was able to mill up to 59 inches. And when I was kind of coming up for a name for the business, I sort of stole the name a bit from an industrial fan company called Big Ass Fans. And they do large fans for industrial settings, for agricultural, dairy barns, that kind of thing. And I always enjoyed their name, and I thought that just went well with doing, you know, pieces of wood that were, you know, up to almost 6 feet wide.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's beautiful. I am just, you know, I just love to see those live edge tables, and, you know, I myself had sourced out a table for my own house a while back, so I totally love, you know, real wood, yeah. So to speak, which is so hard to find these days, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, there's a lot of people that do what I do. I'm one of the more prevalent ones on social media and having a web presence. Basically, we're able to take the tree when it's at the end of its life and allow it to live on in people's homes.
Amazing.
Either, you know, sometimes we work directly with the property owner where they've had a tree that, you know, their kids have grown up under, the grandkids have played around, that kind of thing. The tree's at the end of its life and they don't want to see it just go to firewood. So we've had a number of projects where after the tree's being taken down by, you know, by an arborist or, you know, someone with more skills than I have in that area, once it's on the ground, we can mill it and we can dry the wood and then, you know, make a table, make countertops, a bar top, any number of projects that they can then put in their house, you know, and they can have Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner around.
Yeah.
And the tree that was part of their life for years continues to be part of their life.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. That's like totally amazing. Like the to be able to repurpose the tree in that manner is really, you know, and especially once the kids have grown up and, you know, that tree can now be part of their Christmas dinners, which is
exactly
fabulous. So you've told me, because I was going to ask you how your name came to be, but you've told me that piece. But what all do you do?
We basically, aside from getting the tree on the ground, like I said, we let other better skilled professionals do that. We can mill the log into either live edge slabs or dimensional lumber. We have the ability to kiln dry it, and then the equipment to surface and process the wood so that it's flat and ready to use. And then we also, on occasion, we do finish products, projects for clients. And then we also have our own inventory of live edge slabs, fully cataloged on our website, that if you want to do a project yourself, mm-hmm. you can buy out of that inventory. If you have your own builder that you want to work with, you can source the material here and know exactly what we have available. Mm-hmm. The material that we have on hand is everything from charcuterie board size material through to, we've got a number of pieces right now that are big enough for conference tables.
Wow. And I noticed something on your website talking about, you know, building, like other than just pieces like that, there's something on your website that talks about, you know, other projects, like I think something about the backyard,
yeah.
Like I guess if you want to put a piece. Yeah, tell us more about that.
We do some timber frame projects like pergolas, gazebos. We have a couple of builders that we work with in the area that we supply timber posts and pediments for the front of their buildings on their new builds. The timber frame is a nice aspect. We usually do 3 to 4 projects a year, you know, ranging from, we completed one last week that was a 9-foot by 11-foot cover for over a hot tub.
Wow.
Earlier it was about this time last year, we finished off one that was a 12 by 12 pergola with I think it was a 14 by 26 covered area in timber frame.
Wow. Very nice. Wow. Yeah, that's quite a big project, I would say.
Yeah. That took days of planning and work.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. That's pretty impressive. I want to tell our viewers that if they have any questions, to drop it in either the question icon or in the comment section, you know, and we'll get to those questions as we progress. But one of the things I wanted to ask you is, where exactly did you say you were located?
We're out on a back road between London and Woodstock.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you're in, was it North York is sort of where
Toronto.
You're?
Yeah. Around the Toronto area.
From there, depending on traffic, we're an hour and a half, 2 hours from Toronto.
Yeah, that I know the area quite well because I used to travel quite a bit. So that's a great area to be in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people can still come out and, you know, get wood.
Several times a month we'll have customers that come from the Toronto area. We've even had customers from Fort Erie, up French River area north of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when people are able to see what I have in my inventory on the website, they know that, hey, there's 2 or 3 pieces that kind of intrigue them. They know that it's worth the drive because they're going to go home with one of them once they've had a chance to see them in person.
Yeah, for sure. So what made you open up, like start your Instagram channel?
Basically, because what we do is very visual, everything from, freshly opening up a log when we're milling it, you get that first look at what the inside looks like, through to when we process and surface material, and you take away the gray and the weathering from the air drying, and you get to see what's under there again. And then, you do a finished project of an epoxy river table or a timber frame structure. It's all very visual things that just lend themselves extremely well to the Instagram platform.
Yeah, it's like you need no caption. You just have to show your work off, right?
Exactly. nature no,
absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. How do you draw on your creative process? Like, because a lot of, what I heard you say was people come to you, they want to, they may come to you with a project, they may come to you with a tree that may be at the end of its life. Like, how do you draw from that and come up with a creative process to be able to visualize, the buyer, kind of the buyers?
I'll be honest with you, the client, the customer, usually has the bulk of the creativity. I've got the tools to bring the creativity to life. I myself am not a great design person, but, I have the ability, once the client says, hey, we'll take this piece of wood and, this is what I want to see out of this piece, then it's like, okay, yeah, I've got the tools that I can make that happen.
Yeah. So it's a combined creativity, so to
exactly.
speak. You know, I mean, you have to be creative. Like, listen, I'm not buying it. You have to be somewhat creative to be able to come up with, what someone is visualizing. Because I'm telling you, for me, for example, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know how difficult I can be as a creative person. Like, I want all of this stuff, So you have to have some visual of being creative in order to serve the client, right?
The medium that we're using with the live edge slabs makes it very easy because, once you get a smooth surface on it and you can see what the grain is doing in the wood, that sort of directs what way you're going to go with the project in being able to capture and make the best use of what nature has already put there.
Yeah. I love seeing those wood slabs. I love walnut particularly. It's my favorite.
People.
Yeah.
In fact, right now, if I can figure out this camera around,
I do
have two walnut mantles that I'm working on for a customer. Just doing some epoxy work right now, filling in some cracks.
Wow.
One will be going over their fireplace, and one will be going, the thinner one is going to be going over top of their range hood in their kitchen. Yeah.
Oh. Is that black walnut, the thinner piece?
They both are.
Oh, they both are. One is lighter.
Yeah, this one here has a little bit more sapwood to it.
Oh, okay.
So it has a little bit lighter tones.
Wow.
And then
very nice.
I can actually show you outside some of the timber work that we've done.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm sure people would love to see that.
These are actually pediments that we're going to be installing tomorrow in Strathroy.
Ooh.
So these go up in the peaked gable of the house.
Oh, wow. That is really nice. Yeah, that is really nice. Very nice. Oh, yeah, nice.
And then, out here in the yard, I've got all sorts of material that's being milled and is waiting to be dried.
Oh, nice.
And then our shop cat. And then over here, we have one of four spots where we store slabs. This is mostly our smaller stock.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So this is sort of charcuterie board size material, coffee table type things, all sorts of larger cookies that are great for coffee tables.
So when people go to your website, you said you've got it all cataloged, you know, and they go to your website to pick out something. Would they then have to take that number and call you to say, hey, what's the pricing on this? Or is that all?
All that information's on the website. So every piece.
Oh, wow. You cut out. You're frozen. There we go.
Just going from one one Wi-Fi spot to another here.
Yeah, I figured. So everything is on the website. Perfect.
Yeah.
So woodworking and this crafting that you do can be very diverse. And do you have some favorite type of material you work, like that you love working with?
When it comes to species of wood, myself, I quite like ash.
Yeah.
It would probably be my favorite, particularly, you know, if there's lots of knots in it or crotch wood kind of figuring in it. Walnut's probably my second favorite. When it comes to the timber framing side of things, I prefer working with white pine. It's a little bit easier. It's a little bit lighter wood to work with, yet very, you know, structurally strong and sound.
That's great. So what advice or tips would you be able to, you know, give aspiring woodworkers or crafters that are looking to improve their skills?
Probably start small. There's a lot of people right now that do epoxy and resin work. And they think, okay, well, you know, I'll make a dining table or something. It's like, no, start with a charcuterie and perfect your skills on small items and then work your way up to larger pieces, you know, go from charcuterie board to a coffee table. Then when you're confident in that, you know, go to the next step to something larger like a dining table. And basically, you know, watch lots of YouTube videos, you know, reels on Instagram or Facebook kind of thing, or stories, I guess it is, on Instagram. And, there's lots of visual material out there of creators who have taken the time to document every step of what they do and walk someone through it, so that hopefully you can learn from their mistakes instead of making your own.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's great. Thank you for that advice. So are there any upcoming projects that you are currently, you know, that somebody can maybe follow you and, you know, look forward to, like any of your followers, existing followers?
The mantles that I just showed you were, hopefully by the end of next week or the week after that, we'll be installing those. With any luck, I'll remember to take some pictures along the way.
That would be nice.
We do have coming up the third weekend of October is the Hamilton Woodworking Show, which is taking place at the Caledonia Fairgrounds. Oh. I think that's from the 19th to the 20th,
okay.
Or no, 19th to the 21st, whatever that Friday, Saturday, Sunday is.
Okay.
So if people want to get a sort of a background or a starter in woodworking, that's a great event to go to because there's tool vendors, there's people doing, you know, work on lathes. For turning, we'll be there with a booth displaying some of our live edge material and introducing people how our website works and so on. They also have workshops that are available. So that would be a really good starting point for people who want to learn more about woodworking.
That's great. So are there any long-term goals or aspirations for your company? Or what are the long-term goals and aspirations?
Probably the biggest long-term goal I have right now is expanding the reach with my slab sales. The website's only about a year old now. I've been doing more work promoting it, both Facebook and Instagram and other forms of marketing, and basically getting that in front of more people so that, you know, as nice as it is to have a building full of wood, I'd much rather see it in other people's hands and them making projects out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can actually show them on, you know, have those links on Instagram as well, or, I mean, the links, you can only show links in stories, but Facebook is a little more forgiving for links, but people will see that, will want to, because there's a lot of people looking and wanting to source material. They just have to figure out a good place to find it, right? So,
exactly.
Yeah, so it's a matter of, you know, once people find you, then they know what to you know, come back and buy. And, you know, the very fact that you have a website that has all of the details, that makes it, it's a lot of work to catalog that information on the website, right? Because it's all unique.
Exactly. It takes me about 4 to 5 minutes to catalog it, each piece, which is a little bit of work up front, but it actually saves both me and the customer time later, because now when someone calls me up or, you know, contacts me through email or messenger or whatever, and they say, hey, do you have a piece of walnut that's 6 feet long and 24 inches wide, I can very quickly go to my website, and it, you know, you can search by species of wood and dimension and so on. I can very quickly filter it and send them a link and say, hey, this is what I've got on hand. Whereas before the website, they would ask what I had, and I'd have to go up to the building with the tape measure, take some pictures, send it back to them. So now, yeah, it makes it a lot more convenient and easy for people to make that purchase and the decision. So, while it was work up front, it ultimately, I think, saves me work in the long run.
That's great. So we're coming to the end of our show. I don't see any questions in the question bar. But I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell us a bit, you know, if there's something I missed asking you or something else you'd like to share, you know, it would be a great time to do that.
I think we covered most of it. I guess basically just going over my social media handles again. Big Abs on both Instagram and Facebook. And then the website is bigasslabs.ca.
Yes, and the social media is at Big Ass Labs.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're not following him, you know, make sure you go and follow. And, you know, take a look at the website as well. Maybe you're looking for a piece of some beautiful live edge piece to do some crafting in. And this is a great opportunity for you to be able to get in on those pieces that he has in stock.
A great drive out to the country instead of,
of course,
traffic across the city.
That's true. So I want to thank you for coming on the show and for interviewing and you know, showing us some beautiful pieces of wood and some of your work. We really appreciate it. I appreciate your time. For those of you watching, if you don't know me, my name is Jacqueline Watson. I'm a realtor with Sutton Group. I do the show where I interview businesses to promote your business on Instagram. It's all about growing a community. And that's what we do out here. We want to grow a community. I want to be able to refer people to my clients as they're looking. Someone I can trust, someone I know that is doing good work. And so thank you for spending your dinner hour or your evening or your drive home with us. We appreciate it. And if there's a topic you'd like me to unpack further, you want me to dig a little deeper, feel free to reach out, DM me, and I'll be happy to do that. Thank you again for coming on, and I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Until next time, bye.
Bye.